Today, federal health officials said that there should be enough flu vaccine for everyone who needs and wants it, but it won't be available when they might want it. A major vaccine supplier has discovered a problem in the manufacturing process. And as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the company is holding back 50 million doses until it can ensure they're all safe.
Americans may remember last flu season. It came early, and it seemed to strike healthy young children especially hard, killing 152 of them.
Crowds lined up for flu shots. The flu season is shaping up to be long and hard, according to infectious disease experts, who say it is peaking much earlier than usual.
In fact, last year's flu epidemic was less severe than many Americans perceived it. But because of that perception, public health officials anticipate heavy demand for vaccine this year. Companies have geared up to make more vaccine than ever, 100 million doses. A company called Chiron is supposed to supply half that. But Chiron has a contamination problem, so shipments are delayed. And that means millions of vulnerable people won't get vaccinated by the target date of Thanksgiving. Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention briefed the media this afternoon on the Chiron surprise.
Right now what they're telling us is that they anticipate, they have identified the source of the problem, they're fixing it, and they're just taking extra steps to be absolutely sure they've got a safe product before they deliver it for use in humans.
Gerberding declines to say exactly what the problem was, but she says there should ultimately be enough flu vaccine for everyone.
We want people to understand and to expect perhaps some delay in their particular vaccine clinic if they normally receive their vaccine in October. But on the other hand, what we don't want is for people to race out and stand in the head of the line to get their vaccine at the beginning of October, because there is not an expected shortage of vaccine.
These things happen, Gerberding says, and it's better to have a safe vaccine than one that's on time but dangerous. Still, public health experts like William Schaffner at Vanderbilt University are distressed.
Unfortunately, people will learn the wrong lesson. They will be skeptical that this is something that public health can deliver on a routine basis every fall, which is, of course, what we have been trying to suggest. That's a big glitch.
Part of the reason for the glitch is that the nation's entire flu vaccine supply rests on only two companies, Chiron and Aventis Pasteur. In Chiron's case, all its vaccine comes from one plant in Liverpool, England. So when there's a problem in that plant, half of America's flu vaccine is held hostage. The current situation doesn't bode well for the nation's or the world's ability to cope with a scenario on the minds of many experts, the emergence of a flu pandemic like the one that killed tens of millions in 1918. This week, the government released a plan to deal with a flu pandemic. Manufacturers would shift to cranking out a vaccine against the killer strain as soon as it showed itself. But that can't happen overnight, according to Klaus Stohr of the World Health Organization.
Vaccine production will take time. If everything goes well, the daily global vaccine production might be between 6 to 13 million doses. That would still mean that it's going to take several months before an appreciable amount of vaccine will be available.
By then, the killer flu would have spread to every corner of the globe. This is not science fiction. Recent hints that Asian bird flu has infected a few pig herds in China and possibly Thailand has flu experts on edge. They worry the Asian virus, called H5N1, may acquire the genes it needs to spread easily among humans.
If you want to cook up a pandemic, all the ingredients which you need are currently there in Asia. You have an H5N1 virus no human has any immunity to. This virus is circulating extremely widely, perhaps also in pigs, but we need data to understand that. And this virus causes disease in humans.
Stohr says the world is overdue for a flu pandemic, and nobody pretends there would be enough vaccine then for everybody. Richard Knox, NPR News.